are invited to take control of the airwaves. 855-450-FREE, maybe by phone, maybe also by Skype. Skype us at lrn.fm. We'll talk to you about whatever's on your mind. Coming up, still tonight, Allie is going to tell us about a genitalia-related controversy on Facebook. And it's pretty outrageous. But first, we go to your phone calls here tonight, where it's Ladies Night on Free Talk Live. Allie and Julia in the studio. We go to Lenny, listening in Battle Creek to WBCK on the FM band. Hey, Lenny.
Hey, good evening, all. Say, three things real quickly. First, I just want to thank you guys for making me aware of topblock.org. I've never would have imagined there was such a thing, and I'm going to start paying more attention to that.
So, oh, beautiful thing.
I'm glad that you like it. It's a great website, and they're doing good work over there at copblock.org.
And the second thing is I'm really actually heartened by the fact of this new legislation proposed in Texas, which actually is a state known for transparency, that's going to protect, you know, if it's enacted, protect people that do film the police and the in the action of their, you know, their duties. And protect people that are filming from prosecution.
So it's like some sort of an affirmative law that says you have a right to do this, that kind of thing?
Yes. Yep. And, okay. You know, it's so I'm heartened by that. I can't, you know, I live in Michigan, and I can't speak to the detail of it. I've read just a little bit about it, and I was really kind of encouraged by that.
And, well, I hope it pans out. It's hard for me to get too excited about laws, because in a lot of cases, they just get interpreted in certain ways, or the police come up with ways to get around it. So, for instance, the police might, if you were recording them, they might decide to arrest you for a disorderly conduct charge or some other catch-all BS charge. They know they can just hand out like candy and get convictions on it. So just because it's affirmed in the law doesn't mean that they still won't give photographers a hard time. Maybe it'll make things better, and like you said, it hasn't passed yet. So
what? Because sometimes they'll have courtroom decisions that set a precedent, and that will be a big deal, like the Glick decision, and people can point to that like it's law. So I don't even know, like, which would be a better outcome for protecting one's rights. I feel like the court decision might be better, except that they could say, well, that was a different kind of case.
Right. They've got all kinds of outs, Allie. And in the case of the Glick decision, which was a really record-setting case, or at least a more recent version of a very important case that affirmed your right to record government bureaucrats, especially the police. That's basically the nutshell of the Glick decision, but that didn't prevent them from arresting me in Palmer, Massachusetts,
right
there in the very same state where the Glick decision came from. So, you know, there's no foolproof method to stop these people beyond just an overwhelming amount of folks being willing to continue to record and being willing to disobey and take things to trial and just grind the system to a halt, basically, and make it so they don't get away with this stuff anymore. You can't trust the words on paper, whether it's a judge's order or whether it's a legislature's law, in my experience. But, you know, I'd love to be proven wrong, Lenny.
Well, I would, you know, as I said, I'm heartened by it. I mean, at least... You know, the people that are enacting the laws in the first place are finally, you know, maybe through their own system, giving the people back some of the rights, you know, that they already.
Lenny, do you know what the laws were around? I'm not sure. I'm ignorant about what the laws were before in Texas about filming the police.
Well, that's, you know, again, I don't want to speak as a fully informed person on it, but I think, as you already said, it's sort of an affirmation of what the law is. However, I will say this, is that what I did read is that it will even provide like a more or less a public defender or reaffirm representation for people that might be, you know, arrested, you know, for filming. And so it's just a good thing. It's a step in the right direction.
Well, I agree with you. I think it's a good thing if it does end up passing, and hopefully it will. I would never take away that these decisions are good things because it gives you one or two extra things you can point to if they do arrest you. So, like in my case in Palmer, I can say, well, there's this Glick decision that kind of applies here. Or you could point to, if you were in Texas, this law saying, hey, this is clearly an illegal arrest. I mean, they're in violation of their own laws. It's not foolproof. I guess that's all I'm trying to point out. And don't be surprised if you see the government people manage to wriggle out of this one, too, and keep harassing photographers.
I don't doubt that. I mean, I live in a state that just passes really horrible law. I mean, even when they pass laws, it takes years to get them to, you know, iron it out. I mean, and you know, and here's a, for instance, here's the last thing I wanted to talk about, if I may.
Yep.
That there are several cases in Michigan involving traffic accidents resulting in death. And what happens is if you are detected with any amount, literally any, and in one recent case, it's a nanogram, a billionth of a gram in a milliliter of blood of THC, you know, marijuana in the person's system, which brings on a whole different set of penalties for the, whether there's any other cause or not to the accident. And this is why I'm bringing it up is that this is why marijuana is going to be a problem to be legalized and how it's all going to be adjudicated and everything. When, you know, alcohol, it's a little bit simpler because one can make the argument if it's detectable in your blood, you're probably still under the influence to some degree.
Oh, it's going to be a mess in Colorado and in Washington with these ridiculous rules about blood testing and all that. And I'm pretty intimidated by the idea that the police might be taking people's blood on the side of the road. That hasn't been reported yet, but I'm not sure how
they're going to go about that.
They don't do it on the side of the road, but two and a half hours later, they force you to have it done at a hospital or whatever. Mm-hmm. And so.
So how many people are going to be taken to the hospital and tested based on a cop's suspicion? Because that's what we're talking about, you know, mere suspicion that somebody has been smoking cannabis. Oh, I think you're high, so we're just going to go ahead now and take you to a hospital, and then maybe you'll get released afterwards if you don't, you know, if you pass the test, which, of course, if you've smoked cannabis in the last 3 weeks, you probably won't pass the test and possibly will get handcuffs put on you.
Right, and really, actually, I think it doesn't even depend on the, because the law, I do not know if I'm right on this, but I believe in any fatal accident, there is going to be that blood test.
It's pretty messed up to force people to go to a hospital, and basically, like, over on the hospitals, the people that are forced to be there by the law. When I think they've got bigger things
like
on their
people plate. That are actually hurting and need real help. Lenny, thanks for your call tonight. Appreciate hearing from you. 855-453. Hey, that's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can take control here. You can bring up what you want. Stephen will do that in North Dakota. You're on Free Talk Live. Stephen.
Hello, Ian, and hello, ladies. I wonder if, Ian, if you had a normal job, like a 9-to-5, just going to throw this out there. I did have this big, long script I was going to go by, but I just figured I'll just go straight for the shot. If you had a normal 9-to-5 job and you were paying into Social Security just like everybody else, as a liberty-minded person, do you think that it would be right for you to take Social Security upon retiring? And that is to say, do you think that it would be moral or immoral to do so or not?
Yeah, I think it's clearly fine. I don't think there's any moral issues with taking the government's handout. I think that especially in the case of Social Security, you paid into the system, so it makes sense to take money back. Same thing with unemployment. Those are the easiest handouts to take because you can easily identify that this
is my
money.
I get $3,000 every year for my tax refund. I'm taking it. They've been taking my money for years.
Right. So there's also that. And then some can, I think, even justify taking welfare. I'll give you an example there. There's a lady whose friend and loved one has been put in jail, and now they don't have the same level of income. So if you're going to take someone's loved one away who's not harmed anyone else and put them in jail, I don't see any problem with taking some sort of handout from the state in order to keep food on the table and keep the bills paid. They just destroyed your ability to make income.
Right. Consider it retribution.
Yeah, and some would argue that it makes sense to take money from the state and then use that money against them. Use the money from the state to fund activism to destroy the state. They're going to give it to somebody. I don't know. There's all kinds of arguments that can be made. I don't think there's anything immoral about it. Thanks for the call, Stephen. Appreciate it. More coming up. Free Talk Live.
Have you considered getting some storable food for emergency situations? Emergencies can take many forms. Weather, blackouts, unemployment, fiscal collapse, just to name a few. You know an emergency is going to strike. You just don't know when. Stored food is a basic form of insurance for you and your family. And cost-effective insurance at that. The Legacy Premium brand can get you 100% GMO-free, MSG-free, artificial flavor-free, preservative-free food for as little as $1.53 a meal. That is, on average, half of the cost of their competition. Go to food.freetalklive.com and check out the chart that compares Legacy Premium to their competition. Legacy Premium is the best. They've got an oxygen absorber in every nitrogen-flushed Mylar pouch. Vegetarian and gluten-free options, they are the best in price, storability, and taste. Free shipping on all orders. Go to food.freetalklive.com and check out the comparison chart and the great specials. It's food.freetalklive.com.
Again, the Congressional Budget Office sounds the alarm. This time warns of Greek-style U.S. debt crises. You heard me right. The GAO is drawing a parallel between the U.S. economy, its debt, and the current Greek economic meltdown. With the debt-to-GDP chart climbing into unfamiliar territory, the growing budget deficit will rise to unsupportable levels. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. The Federal Debt and Risk of Financial Crises document the CBO has published is a must-read for every American, covering the risk of continued deficit spending coupled with an aging population and the rising interest rates spell economic disaster. It's imperative that you get a copy of this document and study it for yourself. Call me today at 800-686-2237 and I'll send you a free copy. Again, call 800-686-2237 and ask for your copy of the CBO document. Once again, you need to read this government report. Call 800-686-2237.
What do you do when your propane runs out and you don't have a large amount of wood for cooking? That's when you need a Grover Rocket Stove from StockStorage.com. The Grover Rocket Stove starts easily with any combustible material, like junk mail, small twigs, leaves, weeds, or dry sagebrush. Then just add a small amount of kindling wood, and you'll be cooking entire meals in minutes. Grover Rocket Stoves are made right here in the USA, and are built to last a lifetime, using heavy-duty, thick-gauge steel, and are painted with high-temp paint to withstand heat. Go to StockStorage.com and see three great Grover Rocket Stoves, stainless steel, heavy-duty, or our original Grover Rocket Stove for only $135. And get free shipping to the lower 48. For phone orders, call 801-361-6984 or go to StockStorage.com. That's 801-361-6984 or StockStorage.com. The original Grover Rocket Stove minimal wood use cooking stoves, available exclusively from StockStorage.com.
Springtime is sale time at Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big and stock up at HerbalHealer.com. New customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's spring specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. CoQ10 with Hawthorn, Colon Enhancer, Sea Cucumber, Super Fam and Super Male Plex, plus Glucosamine Chondroitin, our best-selling liquid CalMag Vitamin D, and our colloidal minerals, all on sale for spring at HerbalHealer.com. And Herbal Healer also offers certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy at HerbalHealer.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Free at 855-453. You can bring up anything you want. Also, connect with us on Skype at lrn.fm. You can get on the show that way as well. So once again, freetalklive.com is here for you. We'll talk to you about anything. That is the point of the program. And also, one thing you want to make sure you get clear is having preparation for an emergency situation is so valuable, but you don't realize it until the time comes. So maybe think on that now, and while you're thinking on it, go to food.freetalklive.com and you'll learn about the Legacy Premium brand of stored emergency food. This is good whenever the disaster strikes. Weather blackouts, unemployment, fiscal collapse, you name it. There's all kinds of different things that can affect your life and the comfort of your family. But if you've got food in the house, and you know that food's going to be good when you open up the Mylar pouch that's flushed with nitrogen, it's got an oxygen absorber inside, you know that food's going to be good because they say it's good for 25 years on the shelf. Vegetarian and gluten-free options are available. This is the best product, the best in price, storability, and taste. 100% GMO-free, MSG-free, artificial flavor-free, preservative-free food for as low as $1.50 per meal. So go and see for yourself. There's a comparison chart over at food.freetalklive.com and free shipping on all orders. food.freetalklive.com. So, again, toll-free number here, 855-453. I'm pretty disturbed, as one of our last callers was, about the cannabis DUI situation. I think that's going to be really problematic for the states like Colorado and Washington, where if you get these tests, there's basically, if you're a regular cannabis user or even a somewhat irregular user, there's basically no way you can pass this driving test.
Well, I think what they really need to do is just get smart, get rid of, like, if the state is going to exist currently as it does, get rid of all of these individual charges that just make it really difficult to enforce. There's so many of them. And just have, like, bad driving or aggressive, dangerous driving. Like, if you're drunk, if you're tired, if you're sober, if you're on your cell phone, if you're eating, all of these things, who cares? If you are driving and endangering other people, that's the issue.
I agree. I think that sleep is a big, lack of sleep is really big in causing accidents, and that's not illegal. I don't think it's illegal. How would they even enforce that?
Yeah. I actually read an article a couple weeks ago that according to, like, some sort of report with accidents, like texting while driving, at least, I mean, it's probably what people are saying, so maybe there are some people who wouldn't admit to this, but texting while driving was way down on the list as far as causes of accident, and number one was, like, just not paying attention, daydreaming kind of situation,
yep.
So, like, driving on the highway and just zoning out, basically.
Wow. What about changing the radio station?
I didn't see it, but I wasn't really looking. It's something I kind of saw in passing, but I just thought it was interesting because texting was way down on the list.
So let's change gears away from drugs and go to body parts. I didn't say sex because we're not talking about sex. Allie, you've got a story about Facebook and banning somebody's profile and or page from Facebook because they posted a drawing.
That's right.
A medical drawing.
Anatomical drawing.
Yeah. Tell me about this.
All right. So I'm finding out about this blog site. It's called MotherWiseLife.org. And they apparently started as a Facebook page. And it sounds like something that a lot of people in our audience might be interested in. It's about, like, peaceful parenting, evidence-based parenting, attachment parenting. I don't really know what all that entails. But basically, they just are there to bring people who have similar ideas about how one should parent and to educate the followers of their page. So one of the users, her name is Jackie, writes an open letter to Facebook after she had some content removed. And some people just like to hate on Facebook, but she starts a letter off by saying, "First, I would like to start off by thanking you for creating a wonderful social networking site that brings people together with family, friends, and their community, helps small businesses grow, and lets us create communities that suit our personal interests." And but then she goes on to complain that a few things have been bothering her. She doesn't know who is running things over there at Facebook headquarters, but she says, "To me, it seems like a bunch of men who enjoy women, but only on their own terms." There seems to be a bit of hypocrisy and misogyny all rolled into one. And I do not understand the inconsistent approach you are taking when implementing rules. Let me direct you to your own policy on pornography. So we all know that pornography, I guess, however that's defined, is not allowed on Facebook. But
usually pornography is defined as we know it when we see it.
Right. So their official policy says Facebook has a strict policy against the sharing of pornographic content and any explicitly sexual content where a minor is involved. We also impose limitations on the display of nudity. We aspire to respect people's right to share content of personal importance, whether those are photos of a sculpture like Michelangelo's David or family photos of a child breastfeeding.
Okay.
So you can show breastfeeding photos, and I'm glad that that's allowed.
And you can show a penis on a statue, apparently.
Right. So she had one of her photos taken down, and I'm sorry that the radio listeners can't see it.
Is this from this page you're talking about, or is this from her personal page?
It's not on Facebook. This is on motherwiselife.org.
Okay. And she posted the photo, or the drawing in this case, to the Motherwise Life Facebook page, or
right.
to her own personal?
She shared it on Facebook.
Okay.
On the Motherwise Life page.
Got it.
So she shared this anatomical picture of a woman's pubic area, and it looks just like straight out of an anatomy textbook. There's nothing obscene about it whatsoever.
You know what? It almost looks like the kind of thing that would be like in a tampon instruction booklet or something like that.
Something like
that. It's very cartoony. It's got the parts there, but it's not.
It's offensive. Not a photo. It's a drawing.
She says, "I am a co-owner of a
Facebook." Not that it would matter if it were a photo either. I mean, it's not. It's just upsetting to me that people consider nudity pornography, but that's another issue. We can get to that maybe in a moment. Go ahead.
She says, "I'm co-owner of a Facebook page that is directed towards moms. We are advocates and we enjoy what we do. We have a fan base of around 14,000 people right now. It is a place for women to come.
More than Free Talk Live has.
And to get support with breastfeeding, parenting issues, birthing options, and just have a place to connect with like-minded mothers.
Okay.
Today I posted an anatomical drawing of a vulva, something that looks like a page out of an anatomy textbook. It was posted for educational purposes to help women get to know their bodies, learn the proper terms, as a learning tool for their children if need be."
See, even I'm ignorant. She called it a picture of a vulva. I would have called it a vagina, but
vagina
is inside,
right?
The vulva
is the entire region, right?
Yeah.
Like, the whole package.
I guess the vulva doesn't include the mons pubis, which is just the top that you see, like, if I was fronting you, like, frontal or whatever, you wouldn't see it.
Right.
I see, because this is kind of open for the purpose of... Got it.
Okay, so...
What do you call that area? Just the female genital area?
Yeah,
pubic area?
Genitals.
Okay.
The pubic area.
I want to find out more about what happened, because she posted this to her mom's page, not to this mother...
She posted it on the Facebook page.
Right.
Motherwise.
Sounded like she was saying she runs her own page, but maybe I'm
I think maybe it is her page.
I think she said she was one of the owners of the page.
Okay. 855-450-FREE. You can take control here and bring up what you want. Is a picture of a woman's pubic area or not?
Will I have garlic breath after I take Ali C?
We get that question all the time about the world's best garlic extract, Ali C. And the answer is, Ali C contains stabilized allicin, nature's antimicrobial agent, and the active ingredient in crushed garlic, but will not give you garlic breath. Scientifically proven in double-blind studies, using low doses of allicin greatly reduces the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Our powerful Ali C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin. Just one tablet of Ali C is equivalent to 40 garlic cloves. It's effective against asthma, MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections, and helps lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. Plus, it's a natural mosquito repellent. Boost resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Ali C. For more information and to order Ali C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 877-888-7126 or garlichealthproducts.com. Fight back with Ali C.
Ceramic body armor is rated to stop 6 hits. But what about the 7th? Unlike ceramic or Kevlar, Infidel body armor is proven to take hit after hit, and it just won't quit. Reasonably priced and designed for the smart civilian prepper, Infidel stops hundreds of hits from small arms to high-powered rifles. That means safety and peace of mind. Buy yours at InfidelBodyArmor.com. Spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L BodyArmor.com. Infidel body armor just won't quit.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric,
Engrave Inc. embeds strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it led back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Your freedoms are on the line. The Second Amendment is in danger. How soon before your freedoms are taken away? What can you not live without? What is your greatest dependency? Is it your guns? Is it your home? No, it's food. It all boils down to the food supply. Tyrannical governments control people by controlling their food supply. Don't be dependent. Be self-sufficient. Don't wait for the government to feed you. Feed yourself. I can warn you, but I can't feed you. Do like Alex has done and get a supply of food from eFoods Direct. It's the best long-term storable food on the planet. Get the popular Mega Patriot Pack free, a 24-day supply of food plus stove, cook pot, and fuel. Call 800-250-1857 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and get up to 20 Mega Patriot Packs free with purchase. Build your food supply, be in control, be self-sufficient, and be a patriot. Call 800-250-1857 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and get your free Patriot Pack today.
How's your pH today? Are you acidic? How alkaline is your blood and body? What is the pH of the water you drink? We are AlkaVision, and we have the answers. Drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining vibrant health and high energy, because bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. If your drinking water isn't at a pH level of 8 or higher, boost it with AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Our unique formula will alkalize your water, ridding your body of harmful toxins and acid, and help regain energy and health. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise the pH of your body to optimal levels. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615, 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can take control toll-free here, 855-450-FREE. It's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can join us on our website. Head over to freetalklive.com and enjoy the features you'll find on the site. Features like our webcam, our mobile site, the bulletin board system, archives, all of it's free. So go and enjoy it, freetalklive.com. And if you would like to support the show, you can do that by shopping with us. You can go to shop.freetalklive.com, enter Amazon through the links you'll find on that page. Amazon UK, Amazon Canada, and Amazon US are available. You click into the right Amazon for you, and you'll get the stuff you're looking for at the great Amazon prices you're used to, and you will get them at the, you know, regular Amazon experience. It's just that Free Talk Live gets a cut of the sale. I was talking, Julia, with our listeners, I think last night, about how you've signed up for the Amazon Prime.
I did.
You really did a good job of selling that to me, because what you did was you looked back at a year's worth of your Amazon purchases.
Yes.
And calculated how much money you spent in shipping. Is that
yes.
right?
Well, yeah. So I've always seen this Amazon Prime thing, and I haven't really been too intrigued. And there was something I was ordering, and, you know, it says, hey, if you want to try Amazon Prime, you get it for in 2 days every time.
Mm-hmm.
And so I thought, you know, $80 a year, I should really look, and because I use Amazon all the time. So I thought, you know, I should look and see what I spend in on shipping in a year. And I choose the Super Saver shipping option if it's available.
Right.
So this is including that for 1 year, it was over $300 in shipping. Mm. So if I pay $80 for the Amazon Prime instead of $300, I can get everything I want in 2 days.
And you're saving money.
Yeah, and I'm saving money.
That's pretty good.
So anyway, I was sold.
And you can still order through shop.freetalklive.com. You'd save money with the Amazon Prime over all the time that you buy things, and Free Talk Live gets a cut. So it's win-win for everybody.
Win-win-win-win.
Yeah, that's why I like it. So again, go to shop.freetalklive.com. And our number again is 855-450-FREE. Allie, you're sharing with us a story about a lady who's running a page on Facebook.
Co-owner of a page on Facebook.
The page is called Mother What?
Mother Wise, W-I-S-E.
Mother Wise. Mother Wise is the name of it. They then opened up their own website because this is kind of interesting, right? People actually start things on Facebook now before creating a website. And in some cases, like it used to be you had a website, then you'd have a Facebook after the website. Now it's going the reverse way where people with a new idea will just throw a Facebook page up real quick. And then later they'll put a website up with more information or whatever. So that's what happened here. And she posts a like an anatomically correct drawing of a woman's pubic area. And tell me more.
So she posts this photo, and she says, within 3 hours, the photo is removed, and my account that is linked to our page was banned for 30 days. And then she shows the image. She's wondering why pictures of women's... Before she makes this point, she shows how Facebook allows its users to have sexually explicit photos of women, like in bikinis and their breasts and cleavage and whatnot, and
so not
and underwear.
Explicit necessarily, but sexually oriented.
Well,
perhaps.
I think that if you were to, because I'm looking at this
article,
what
would you consider it to be explicit?
I think that if you were looking at the names of these particular groups, that you would absolutely consider them to be pornography. I don't even know if we can say this on the air.
Really?
And some of the pages, like, well, yeah, I'm not sure what I can say either. But let's expose these expletive, I guess.
Hose? I think
hose?
You can say hose.
Okay, I don't know.
I think that's the best one. That's the cleanest.
Yeah, let's expose these hose. And on this page, I think she was saying that there's pictures of women that have been taken without their consent angry ex-boyfriends.
Wow.
Well, a lot of them were taken with their consent, and then the relationship will end, and the ex-boyfriend has possession of said photos.
They have pages of guys who will take pictures of girls who they've had a one-night stand with. While they're sleeping, they take their photo and post it and say, she's a hoe. Because she slept with me.
Doesn't that make him a hoe, too, then, in that case?
Well, he's a male, so...
So there's no derogatory term to describe that?
He gets high fives.
Thick girls, a booty, and twerk videos.
I don't even know what a twerk is. I know what a twink is.
I do, too. I'm going to look it up right now, but I'm pretty sure...
I think twerking is a type of way of moving one's butt, in which you would call it twerking. I think it originated in...
Like a club move kind of thing? Like
hip-hop.
Dancing? Gotcha.
I'm just showing my ignorance.
Thank you for
looking
that,
it
Allie. It's more than I could have really even guessed at. So what you're pointing out is Facebook is allowing... What she's pointing out in her post is that, okay, Facebook banned the page, right? They banned the whole page from Facebook for certain amount of time?
It says that they took down the photo and they removed the account that is linked to their page. So I guess you can only have one account per page, right? Does that mean the page would be down for 30 days? Because they took down the account for 30 days that was linked to the page.
Yeah, I don't know. That's a good question.
I don't know if you... I think you can have multiple accounts to a page.
Multiple admins.
So maybe that admin just couldn't go on there. I don't know.
Yeah, that's not clear. But we know there was some sort of punishment here. Like, they took this photo down because it was deemed to be offensive. Somebody probably marked it as offensive because Facebook has that system. You know, there's a little X or something, and you can mark something, flag it as offensive. They took it down. And of course, there's no way to appeal that stuff. There's no system that you can go through to say, hey, that was not offensive, and I think it should be put back. It's just that, you know, you get a strike against your account, and that tends to be how it goes. YouTube's kind of the same way to some extent. But so they took this thing down, and then what she's pointing out on her article here is that, and it's motherwise.com?
That's right.
What she's pointing out.
Motherwise. Wait.
I apologize.
Motherwiselife.org.
Life.org. It was Motherwise was the Facebook page.
That's right.
So she's pointing out, look at all these pictures and all these groups on Facebook that are demeaning towards women and that are, you know, focused on sexuality. This is a picture of a drawing of a woman's pubic area, and that's deemed to be the porn?
Well, and I think the retarded thing about this is that this particular group is for mothers. So it's not like...
Yeah.
I mean, the only people, theoretically, that would be there would be people expecting babies and people who have children, and I don't see that any of them would be offended by
this. Well, you could see how someone might share a photo, and then someone, you know, someone's... great aunt is scrolling through Facebook, and it doesn't surprise me that it gets reported, but that the administrators of Facebook wouldn't be like, well, obviously we can let this slide because it's right. Not meant to be sexual in any way.
No, in this case, it was decided that this has gone too far for Facebook, and how outrageous. And the idea that a drawing, an anatomically correct drawing, is pornography is ridiculous, and even if it were a photo, it's still ridiculous.
I don't even think she's necessarily complaining about the other pages, but just showing that you're making an arbitrary distinction.
Absolutely.
I think that this is kind of sad, too, because in the way that she was posting this, it was meant to be, like, educational. And I think it kind of says, like, women, you should be embarrassed about your bodies. You should, like, nobody should see this. This is bad, right?
Who's saying that? I'm sorry.
Well, I'm saying by taking the content down and saying that this is pornography and not fit for public consumption, basically.
Yeah.
When they were posting it in a mother's group for educational purposes, it's kind of sending the message to women, like, this is shameful. You know, mm-hmm. You shouldn't get to know your body. This is bad.
Well, and to her first paragraph where she's kind of calling Facebook as misogynistic, I am sure Facebook has women working in the department where they're looking at, you know, what they consider to be pornographic.
It's probably
or
a
not.
Woman who reported it. Probably a woman who's embarrassed about herself.
That's just it. There are a lot of people in these, you know, I'm not picking on women, a lot of men, a lot of women who have been trained by religion, perhaps, or just disturbed parents to this idea of you should be ashamed of yourself. You're not supposed to be seen naked. You shouldn't even see yourself naked. I mean, just ridiculous ideas about human sexuality and nudity, which, of course, are not the same thing in my book. But a lot of people do believe that a naked person is sexual, which is why a lot of people get all up in arms over a woman walking down the street topless. To me, that's just a woman topless. Just like a man topless is not a turn-on. A woman topless is not a turn-on because it's not sexual. It's just mammaries. 855-453.
I think a lot of men would disagree with you on that one.
Well, that's their problem, though. I mean, they can put whatever they want as far as their mindset.
Some people find feet sexual.
There you go. 855-453. You can take control here. Is this in any way pornography? Does anyone really believe that? This picture? This drawing?
If you want to work until you drop, reduce your standard of living in retirement, or lose more of your hard-earned money in the stock market, then just ignore me. But if you'd like to generate a steady, predictable income, I'm talking real wealth and financial security for as long as you live, then listen to this. A free report is now available that reveals the money-making secrets Wall Street and the banks don't want you to know. This report reveals how you can get guaranteed growth, safety, and wealth-building power without risking your hard-earned money in the Wall Street casino. How you can bypass banks and credit cards and become your own source of financing. And how to get the money you need when you need it, simply by asking for it. This is the best way to have a 100% secure retirement and know your money will last as long as you do. And it beats the pants off any IRA or 401k. To learn more about this method and to get your free special report, visit bankonyourself.com right now. That's bankonyourself.com. www.bankonyourself.com.
Being prepared against possible food shortages and economic collapse is not complicated. Just remember two words, disaster, stuff. Add .com after those two words and you've got just one site for all your preparedness needs. DisasterStuff.com prepares your family against food shortages with Linden Farms freeze-dried foods in buckets or Gourmet Reserves freeze-dried food in number 10 cans, both with free shipping. Purify and rid your water of contaminants with a Big Berkey or other Berkey system and get free shipping plus a water level spigot or fluoride filter at cost, and protect your radios and other electronics from EMPs with our EMP Faraday bags starting at just $5.90. When the food shortages and economic instability happens, be ready with all your stuff from DisasterStuff.com. Just remember two words, DisasterStuff.com. Freedom through self-reliance and personal responsibility.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Yeah, for all the technical advancements we have in this world, in this country, people are still upset over a drawing. They're still not over the idea that nudity is not necessarily sexual. And that's what we're talking about here tonight, where a lady had her Facebook account removed, I guess for a suspended, I suppose. It's been reinstigated, but was suspended to punish her for publishing on her Facebook page, this Motherwise, the Motherwise Facebook page, an anatomically correct drawing of the female pubic region. And this was labeled essentially as a pornography violation on Facebook, all the while Facebook allows all manner of sexually charged photos. So long as there's not nudity in the sexually charged photo, you can have a woman doing whatever you want, basically. She could be touching herself, I presume, so long as she's got a bikini on. Because then, for all you know, she's just touching the bikini. Who knows what's going on there?
It must be hard to decide, because I can imagine why Facebook would want to have rules to cater to their audience, but they cater to people all over the world. So I would like to see more information being shared about like female anatomy and things like that, because I think generally people are ignorant about it.
They sure
obviously
are.
Because yes, it freaks them out when they see it.
Right.
Now, Julia, you were telling us something during the break about maybe when you were younger and your interactions with your mom.
I was just trying to think back to, like, learning about, puberty and the female body and stuff like that.
Well, because young people aren't, by birth, embarrassed by themselves.
No, not at all. I remember, like, when I was a little kid, I mean, my brother and I used to, like, run around naked. I there's so many pictures of me in the backyard with no shirt on. And we took baths together and not when we were older. I actually remember the day that my mom and dad sat Chris and I down and told us that we couldn't take baths together, and we did not get it. And we were so
that's sad. Weird.
Well, we had like toys and stuff, and we would play boats or I don't know, draw with those crayons or whatever. It was just playtime for us and nothing weird or sexual at all. You know, we were not thinking about it in that way at all, and it was very normal for us. And, yeah, they It was very sad. I remember crying when they made me take a shower by myself. I was like 4 or 5, just young.
Do you think that's necessary? Do you think that the parents should just like decide, all right, I think that it might get weird soon, so we're going to stop, put a stop to this now and have to explain it uncomfortably to our kids or not really explain it? I mean, is it kind of weird to, as a parent, interfere in something your child is doing because you feel like if it wasn't a child, if it could be taken sexually, even if you don't think that it's...
Well, no, I kind of think that, like, at some point when you start maturing, right, there's like a light bulb that goes off in your head, basically, that sort of starts to turn you into a sexual being. And I think at that point in time, you would probably be aware of your nakedness, more aware of it, and be more uncomfortable being naked with other people. And
but where does that being uncomfortable come from? That's not natural.
I think it's social convention.
It's absolutely social.
Yeah.
I mean, you look at different cultures, there's different levels of nudity that are acceptable in some cultures. It's, you're almost completely nude and as an adult, and that's completely okay.
Well, that's kind of what I wanted to talk about was when I was thinking about my experience as a kid in like puberty class, I remember it happened one time in fifth grade. And Allie and I were actually joking about how we now
had the same class.
Yeah, it was sponsored by like the tampon companies because you would get this package with like free pads and tampon samples.
Wow.
And of course, at that age, most of us weren't going to get our period for a few more years.
Mm-hmm.
So like it was just like, okay, what do I do?
Get ready.
You know, what do I do with this? But all I remember in the puberty class was, talking about periods, which just confused me. You know, it was like, I don't know what that is or what, why that's coming. Like, they tried to explain it, but it was just way over my head.
I remember them asking us if we'd noticed any changes in our bodies and how it made us feel.
Oh, that's
and
so
And I remember
creepy.
One girl, like, who's just kind of teacher's pet type. She's going to raise her hand no matter what the question is. And she was like, scared. I remember that in my mind still.
So there was just this, and then for some reason in my class, I remember they were really drilling the toxic shock syndrome. So, like, tampons are bad, don't use tampons, they'll kill you, that kind of thing. And that's really all I remember about it. And then, so time went on. I mean, I had this book, and I think my friends and I would, like, giggle. We would look through the pages because there were some, like, similar photos like this, and it'd be like, hee-hee, because I think there was a penis, like a boy's
penis. Oh, that's funny.
Penis, right? And we were separated for this class. So, like, of course, we were very curious about what went on in their class, you know, because they didn't tell us that
aspect
of it. Right,
and it was awkward when you went back to the hall.
I told the boys, and we had our little, like, pad bags, tampon, like, gift bags, basically. I mean, yeah, it was awkward. And then a couple years later, my mom kind of awkwardly sat me down, and it was so uncomfortable because she just wasn't, you know, we had never had that close talking relationship. And so all of a sudden she wants to talk to me about this subject that's kind of uncomfortable for me. And I pretty much was
and
just
your
like,
mom.
Yeah. I mean, she's awkward. It was really bad. So I was just like, yeah, okay. Could we please end this conversation now?
You should appreciate, it was probably just as uncomfortable for her. So, you know, you could at least be thankful that she felt important that, you know, if you were going to find out that at least she would be able to tell you whatever she had.
Yeah, I would have been done better to hand you a book or something.
I think
like
that I was like, yeah, I know. You know,
right.
Like,
Mom, you're 2 years too late.
Yeah, I already got this in puberty class. It was awkward then. It's more awkward
now. I left my V card like 3 years ago.
But I was just thinking about like kind of growing up and like those being really my only experiences with somebody trying to explain to me, you know, developing sexually and what that means for you. And so I'm a little put off by the fact that Facebook would ban this picture of it. Like if it's in an educational mother's group, that suggests that the only time that you should be talking about this should be what? Like puberty class in fifth grade?
Yeah.
I mean, when is it appropriate to show an educational picture of a vagina?
Maybe
or
if it
vulva?
Was in black and white, it would be okay.
As though Facebook is protecting anyone from seeing a picture of a real life naked woman.
You are aware
point.
That the internet is very easy to navigate these days, right?
But nobody's just stuck on Facebook and they just have to be on Facebook all the time. So we need to protect everybody from the picture of a naked human body. You know, our board operator sent me something that's very much related to this, Allie and Julia, and that is from MSN.com. Where Facebook has decided that a breast cancer survivor's chest tattoo is nudity.
I thought it was a back because obviously they had cancer, so the breasts are
so
removed.
They've had a mastectomy. Contrary to conventional wisdom, one of the best things you can do is make sure a photo gets attention on Facebook is to have Facebook itself threaten to remove it, such as the case with Custom Tattoo Design, an Ontario-based tattoo collective who posted a photo of a breast cancer survivor with a spectacular piece of all-over chest ink.
It is beautiful.
Facebook targeted the photo for removal based on its no nudity policy, at which point Custom Tattoo Design started reposting the photo and encouraging others to share it.
Doesn't even have nipples.
That's what I was going to say. She's got nipples somewhere in here, but you can't see them if they're in there. I mean, you can't see anything. It's just a pretty picture on someone's chest. Happens to be a woman's chest. Anyway, they started reposting this photo and encouraging others to share it to show support for this and many other women who have lost so much. The post has since garnered more than 145,000 likes, 119,000 shares, and 17,000 comments. So, but, you know, ridiculous. And I don't care if it is a picture of a woman's breasts without tattoos all over it, because why would that be nudity and a man's chest not be nudity? Why is that?
Social convention.
Yeah, I think that the male experience and the female experience growing up and learning about your body is so different. I mean, I'm not saying that it wasn't awkward for, like, you as a male. I know that you got the same awkward puberty classes, and there were other issues that you had to deal with.
My class was great. I had Steve Dacey, who was actually fired at one point from his job for growing marijuana. Coolest science teacher you can possibly imagine. He had the genitalia coloring contest, which, as you might imagine, very much upset certain prudes within the parental group.
Well, I just think that because with the male body, it kind of hangs there, you know what I mean? And it's more outside, whereas...
So if it's hanging, then it's nudity?
Well, no, I mean, I think that... nudity is nudity,
I'm not expecting you to have an answer.
They're more hidden, it seems. So, like, for some reason, that implies, like, just that they should, I don't know, be covered up.
Yeah. But the thing is, and I don't agree with that convention necessarily, but at least you can make an argument that with the female pubic area and the male pubic area, you're dealing with genitalia.
Mm-hmm.
With the breasts,
yeah.
You're not. These are not reproductive organs. They're not genitalia by definition. They're just mammaries.
They don't even have any use during sex. Their purpose is for breastfeeding.
All right, there's more coming up here at 855-453. Is there anyone who actually agrees with Facebook on this? Who's believing that toplessness is nudity?
Are you as excited about Bitcoins as I am? Then you need to be where Free Talk Live is going to be. In San Jose on May 17th through 19th at Bitcoin 2013, the future of payments. You can be in front or behind the wave of change. Bitcoin pioneers from Coinbase, NerdTribe, and Facebook will signal the future for Bitcoins. Education, networking, and opportunities never imagined will be there for the bold. Seize the future. The future of payments. Sign up now. Bitcoin2013.com.
Save now, $5 a pill for Viagra or Cialis in 32-count generic packages. Compare $5 a pill to up to $25 in the U.S. Save On Meds pharmacies have been importing safe, reliable medicine to U.S. customers for 9 years. Get generic Viagra and Cialis for $5 a pill with confidence. Call for a free quote and info. It's Save On Meds, 888-6969-363, 888-6969-363.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months, simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.